Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now.
This is going to be like fire rapid questions, just random questions for you. What is your favorite crystal?
Rose quartz is the first thing that came to my mind.
Same, always. Favorite manifestation practice? I know this might be a hard one.
You know, it's like when you're asking me this quick, like my intuition gives me right away the answer. So for me, it's the visualization.
And is that in meditation?
So if we talk about like manifesting my desires, I would say it's visualization through, I love doing a dream jar. I don't know if you heard about it, but I have like a beautiful dream jar, and it's any kind of jar or any kind of box that you can get. And then I have like a little pieces cut out, and on each of them, I have one desire. Because sometimes when we say visualize, you know, your dream life, it's overwhelming, right? You don't know where to start, what to do. So I have a dream jar, and each of them has a different desire, but it also has the feeling like I am so excited to be driving my new Volvo on the streets and having the window rolled down. So that would be what is written on my paper. And then I pick it up. I give myself a couple minutes when I close my eyes and I imagine whatever it's on that paper, and I'm right there. Because sometimes when it's too long, it's too overwhelming, too much. So I like to make it simply for myself. So that's the kind of visualizing when I'm manifesting my dreams. But when we talk about like a downloads and inspired ideas and what to do next in my life or in my business, that's me sitting in the shower. Like being in a shower close by water, it feels like a safe space where I can really reconnect to myself. There is nothing else to do, right? You're just like sitting there. Normally people stand, but I sit in. We have like a huge bath and I let just the water flow over me. And that's where I create my courses. That's where I create my retreats. It's like if you would see my shower notes. So that's how I manifest things into the life.
Oh, I love that. Going back to the manifestation jar. So do you go through a practice of writing out the things that you want, including the emotions that you would be experiencing in that moment, and then you cut them out and kind of fold them up and put them into a jar, and then at a later time you come back and select one and allow yourself to really be with that visualization?
Yep. And like I said, I do only 2 minutes. So I go on YouTube, I select a music for meditation for 2 minutes. So I know. And it's just like, usually it's like in the morning, sitting in my bed, sipping my rose tea. And it's just this beautiful, spacious feeling of I'm open. I'm receptive. The world can wait. This is my me time and my dreams. So I usually choose one or two, like, let's not be like over ambitious, right? Like picking up 10 things from the jar, pick one or two things that you will really feel into it. And when you start your day with feeling good about your desires, it's amazing. It will shift how you're feeling and what you're seeing and what you're attracting in your life.
Ooh, yes. So true. And I love that you said, because you like it because you get to focus on that specific thing. And I love like vision boarding and all that. And it's an amazing practice, but it can be overwhelming if you have like 50 things up there and it's hard to focus and it can become overwhelming. So I love the focused aspect of this practice. I'm definitely going to be doing this. I'm going to get Dan and I to like do it together. And then in the morning, we can wake up and do it as a ritual together and just like ground ourselves into that. Absolutely love that. Okay. Next question. What is your favorite grounding technique? What do you do to really bring yourself back into the present if you feel that you're catching yourself in your head a little bit?
I love that because like it's so easy to be in our head, especially when we run our businesses, right? And we are mission-driven women. What helps me the most is go to the nature. We have a park very close by. So I go to the park, or again, I go to the shower. Even if it's like, I don't care if it's morning, if it's a midday, when I'm between my calls, I sit in the shower. Or another thing that I'm doing right now, because everything right now in Las Vegas, it's blooming. So I have jasmines blooming in my backyard and roses blooming in my backyard. So I take my headset. It's a noise canceling. So I can forget about the world, and I do guided meditations because I put my feet on the ground. So unfortunately we don't have a pool or grass. We just have like a trees. And like I said, I planted some flowers, but it really helps me to feel grounded, right? Getting back into my body, but have someone else talk to me. So when I go to the park, I'm listening to the birds. I'm looking at the skies. I lay down on a blanket, right? Because another thing, and Christopher, he's laughing about it, because it's beautiful to be in the nature. And when we think about, and I don't know how is it in Australia, but here in the United States, even when you go to the park, they're using the pesticides, right? To like spray it and things like that. So you think you're going to nature and you're going barefoot, and he still does that. But I'm like, I'm preparing for a baby and I'm protecting my body, right? So I don't want anything to come into my body, because right now nothing is there, thankfully, with, you know, our nutrition. But going like, even like hugging a trees or going to the mountains for a walk, like being in the nature or being in water just helps me to ground and be really present with my body.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm really glad you brought that up about the pesticides, because for me too, I love walking on the ground. Like there's just something about nature. I think for all of us, I think it just really shows us how connected we are to it, because it's so healing. But it's so true. If you're going to a park that's in the middle of a neighborhood, they are likely using pesticides, and you don't want, your feet are so absorbing and you don't want to be taking that into your body. So if you are going to go out in nature and be walking barefoot, definitely choose more of like a forest type environment if you have that available, where they won't have pesticides and stuff. But you mentioned water again. So when you go into your shower, like meditation and you're receiving, I love that as well. It's where I get the best ideas too. So is it the water for you that gives you so much inspiration? Like when you go to a lake, do you feel that same like energy?
My sun sign, it's Taurus, but my moon sign, it's Pisces. Emotions, water, flow, fluidity. So I think that it can do something with that. I have like more like other signs in my astrology, like in my zodiac, but I feel that water for me represents peace and freedom. So it can be the intention behind it, right? So I think it's the intention, and what do I associate water with? Because when I was growing up back in Czech Republic, we live close to the forest, close to the river. We would go like take a bike, and like it was like 30 minutes ride on a bike, but go into, there was like a waterfall, right? So a river and like dam, and it was beautiful. So I feel that when I think of water, I think of family, I think of freedom, I think of like free time. So when I am now close by water, I feel like subconsciously I give myself the permission to relax, to disconnect. And also when you think about it, very often when you go to these places like waterfall or river, right, there is no reception, which I love. So I disconnect from the world and connect to myself.
Love that. Okay. Favorite hot beverage. I know this is hard because I know you have a few that you love.
So I love cacao, and you know me, I am just like every single day, every afternoon we do cacao. We don't do fats in the morning. So after like 2 p.m., I do my almond milk and cacao and cinnamon, and I love it so much. However, these past couple weeks, I started to drink a tulsi tea, like holy basil with sweet rose, because my shaman recommended to me for like heart opening and like reconnecting to my womb, especially when we're preparing now for the baby. So I started to drink this holy basil sweet rose tea, and it's so beautiful. I can really feel the soothing, and it's fascinating because I connected with her a couple of weeks ago. She told me to drink the rose tea, and she was like, for some reason, I feel like you need to heal your heart. 2 weeks ago, I'm like, I have nothing to heal. I'm in loving relationship. I'm good. And of course, there are more layers from our past, but I didn't feel like my heart needed healing. Well, last week, my grandma transitioned and I'm like, wow, what a perfect timing. Like the universe truly knows who to send you when. So that's right now like my soothing go-to beverage.
Wow, I love it. Okay, last question. Favorite healthy snack?
I love watermelon and my grandma, she loved watermelon too. So that's like my summer healthy snack. I cut it in half, I take a spoon and I just eat the half, right? That would be like my favorite. However, what I learned to do that it's like not so like obvious, right? Is I have a friend who is a raw vegan chef here in Las Vegas and he taught me like recipe. And it's, we have a juicer and we juice our carrots, right? We do our carrot juice. And normally what you do, you throw away the pulp. However, what he taught me to, it's keep the pulp. I put a little bit of Himalayan salt. I put like a couple tablespoons of vegan mayonnaise and mix it together. And I take a seaweed snack and I make a roll with it. So it's a seaweed snack. You put this mixture of carrots inside and it's so delicious and so filling because there's a lot of fiber, right? And it's just, it's amazing. It's so easy to make. You got it in like 10 minutes and you have a delicious juice with it too.
Oh, I love that. Cause I'm always disappointed when I see what we're throwing out, like all the fiber that we're throwing out from the fruit. I'm like, oh, I feel like it's such a waste, but what a beautiful way to incorporate that into a snack. Love it. Okay, let's move into our topic. So I wanted to talk about healing our relationship with money. I feel like it is just such a deep-rooted wound for so many of us. And I've just experienced in my own life that even when you get to a certain level, it's funny how it comes up again, but in a different way, you know? And so I've been dealing with some of my own stuff around my own limitations and my mindset, my beliefs and all of that. So just wondering what your perspective is on like, why does it rock us so much? Like, you know?
You know, the one thing that I really love, and that's like one of a million things I love about you, Marcia, but the thing, it's like how open and vulnerable you really are, because people can look at you and they're like, oh my gosh, she has such a cute husband. She has such a beautiful family. She has such a beautiful like style, clothing. Look at her house. Look at her office. Like everything, right? And they might think like, oh, she has it all together. And then you come, it's like, ta-da, nobody, it's perfect, right? So even though we do appreciate where we are, there is like a, and I don't like the saying like new level, new devil. I don't believe it's devils. I believe there is just the tools that we get to learn. But I absolutely feel you because so it's like next month, you're living in the future. So you're already on 6th of May. So 6th of June, I'm getting married to the love of my life. And the wedding and the investments, I'm like, we had a budget and we are like double over our budget. I'm like, when did this happen? Like, I'm so mindful. I'm so great with having help and support. So I gotta admit, like the money like creeped in because now I have like multiple five-figure months. And there were months that I had, like, when I started my coaching business, Marcia, I was making like $1,800 a month, you know? So it's like, I'm making double or triple, like every month, right? Then like my desired income, and there is still this creeping in. So what I learn and what helps me on my journey and what I teach my clients, no matter what level you are, it's all about the trusting and giving your mind the evidence that you are always provided. Because I see that when these fears creeps in, and listen, you and me, we are 20 something, right? So there are decades for us that we are unlearning when we were living in survivor. Look at what background you're coming from. Look at what background I'm coming from. We were not like living on a street up until last week, right? But we can look at our parents, grandparents, our lineage, and that was all survivor. So when you look right now, you are still stepping into the survivor because you want the best for your kids, because you want the best for your team. Now you have employees and team that are working with you and you want the best for them. So that's when the survivor kicks in and we are thinking like, oh my gosh, am I doing enough? Is this safe, right? So it's like a different zeros, different challenges, but it still comes up. But every single time when I decide to work less and trust and surrender, that's when I get the unexpected deals, unexpected opportunities, sponsorships, clients. For me, it's just fun to watch it because like I said, I too have sometimes the moments like, honey, how we're going to pay extra $10,000 just like that next week for our wedding. How, like, where, like, I didn't budget it for that, right? And I don't want to be tapping into saving on credit cards. What are we going to do? So it's really about the trusting. When I trust, when I surrender, I relax. When I relax, I become a magnetic. And that's what it all is about. It's the energy and being magnetic to the relationship with money, to the relationship with clients, to the sponsors, to whoever can bring you the abundance. You got to be relaxed to receive it. Because if you're tense, if you're freaking out, you're closed off and you will be working really hard, but for like a tenth of what you can get when you relax. And like I said, it's funny for me to watch because so Christopher, he is, and you know, we both are into like human design. He's a manifesting generator. He's doing million things at the same time. And I'm like, I'm not even catching up. Like I'm not even intending to. And for me, what I learned, it's, it lights him up to be busy and to work. I don't want to work after 6 p.m. I don't want to work on the weekends. For me, when I relax, I'm open to create more abundance. So there's no one way to do the things. You get to ask yourself what lights you up. For example, my mentor, she's doing anywhere between $100,000 and $600,000 a month. Far out reach goal for me right now, right? Like in the past, I would think it's impossible. Right now, I'm like, I'm on my way. I will get there. But for her, she is a strategic, she's a marketing genius. She loves the digital. She loves being busy and doing the numbers and doing the spreadsheets. For me, that burns me out. But that's what lights her up. That's how she built her wealth. Chris loves being busy and being on the calls all freaking day from like 10 a.m. to like 7, 8 p.m. You know, like he has a breaks in between, but he's on the calls all day. When I'm on calls all day, I'm sending out my energy. It makes me tired. Doesn't light me up. It does light him up. It makes him money. Ask yourself, what lights you up? And then go do more of that or be more of that.
Yeah, I think that was you made so many
good points.
No, but they were so good. Because I think so many of us, the reason there's resistance around money and we have challenges around money is because we do think that because so-and-so was successful, maybe our uncle did it this way, or we saw this one person do it this way, that we think we need to do it like them. But I love that you explained the example of how Chris is, he loves that work, like long hours and all that kind of stuff. And that's why in one way, I don't knock the hustle culture. It's just, the hustle culture is cool if that suits you, right? But if it doesn't suit you, like it doesn't suit me, I find it really exhausting as well. If it doesn't suit you, then you're going to come across a lot of resistance. And you spoke about trust. And so I think that's a huge one. It's like slowing down. And this has happened in my life so many times. It's so crazy. I can so validate that when I slow down and trusted and did the things that I loved in my business, obviously not just the things I love, but in my business, really focused on what I love, that things came out of nowhere. I'm like, where did they come from? So let's say though, that someone like is in that scarcity, right? Remember when we're like overworking and we're not seeing the results because we're overworking, then what? So what? How do we get into that trusting state that we know is going to bring in the income when we're so caught up in the survival, in the doing of things? What would you suggest to someone?
Such a brilliant question. And there are two ways that we can look at it. The first thing that I would really suggest is because when we're in this mindset of scarcity, you're not in your heart. You know that. When you're in your heart, you're trusting. When you're in your heart, you know. When you're in your heart, you're loving. You can be always loving, but when you're working really hard, like you said, there is the resistance. So you cannot drop as easily. It's very close. Our mind and our heart are very close. Sometimes it's the longest journey we will ever take, right? So I want you to stay safe and I want you to start where you are. So if you're overworking, if you're overthinking, stay in your head, but give your mind the evidence. Give your mind the evidence. Sit down and write down the times. When did you trust that and it worked out? When did you slow down and you were able to receive something unexpectedly? So giving your mind the evidence, right? Because it wants to prove. It doesn't want like, oh, you can just feel good and attract money. When you're in a survivor, that doesn't work. So give your mind the evidence. That would be the first step. And the second step, you really get to reconnect with nature and your body. That's where you will cultivate the intuition and the trust and dropping fear from your mind into your heart. So again, disconnect from the phone, disconnect from the computer. I know the first time you will do it, it would freak you out. I almost had a heart attack when I was like, I was still in school. I was working. I just started my social media marketing business. And I went to like a mountain house with my ex and I had internet there. So I was planning on working the whole day and the internet didn't work due to weather. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? My clients will fire me. I won't finish my schoolwork, blah, blah, blah. And I was so frantic. I'm like, okay, I grabbed my dog. We went for a walk. We came back in an hour and a half and I felt so much better and so much calmer. And of course, internet was working and I was able to knock down in a couple hours what would be normally taking me maybe a week. Mm-hmm. So it might freak you out to disconnect from the world, but that's the only time when you can really gather the power and reconnect to a higher source than just you. Because if you're trying to achieve everything alone as a human being, it's limited. But when you disconnect from the distractions, from the technology, because just think about it, we get these distractions everywhere, whether it's, and listen, I'm guilty of that. I'm laying in my hammock and I'm browsing through Instagram and looking at Facebook, who is doing what, right? But really put it down. Give yourself permission to reconnect with yourself, just nature, just you, just lay down, just breathe, just go take your dog for a walk or your husband or wife for a walk. Just get out. And I can promise you, when you slow down, your nervous system slows down, you're more receptive and you will start feeling different. And when we feel better, we attract better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It sounds so counterintuitive when we are in that survival mode, but that is exactly what we need to do, is just slow down to speed up our results. So in closing, babe, what would you say as just words of encouragement to a woman who is just struggling right now financially? What words would you have for her?
Have compassion for yourself, really, because we are so hard on ourselves. We think like we feel guilty, we feel ashamed, we feel like I should know better, I should do better, I should have my stuff together. Have compassion for yourself. Love on you like you are loving on your best friend or on your loved ones. Love on you. And really just when you're in that space of loving on yourself and just like, okay, let's try this again. Let's do this again. Every day it's a new chance. What can you do to build a better relationship with money? Even if it feels like cringing, you know, check on your bank account every single day and say, hey, I'm so excited to be building loving and trusting relationship with you. Even if it doesn't change from day to day, you're planting the seeds. So ask yourself, how can I create more loving feeling with money, towards money? What is the one thing I can do? It's funny, but I even started to text money. Sometimes I'm excited. And of course, I text myself right on my phone, but it's like a message to money. And I text it and I share what is exciting. And when I get a new client, and sometimes I'm like, thank you so much for your patience, because we do weekly dates and I wasn't open this weekend. So I'm excited about next week. create something that you can do consistently that will feel good to you. And I can promise you, where you are today, it's not where you're going to be next year. It can change so drastically. For me, when I started to do this, like my money dates and my relationship, and when I invested in myself and in my growth, I 10x my income in 1 year. If I can do it, you can do it. But you gotta start with where you are, without the guilt, without the shame, with love, and asking yourself one thing, one day.
Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe and review, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.